Ariane Titmus is our Tasmanian swim sensation. Some people amazingly call her a Queenslander, but in my heart, she's a Tasmanian through and through. She joins me now on the line. Ariane, welcome to you.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Such an impressive build-up for you towards the 2020 Olympic Games, for which were supposed to take place in a matter of weeks. How did you react when you heard they'd been postponed due to COVID-19?
It was, to be honest, a huge shock. You know, we knew what was obviously going on in the world at that time, but I still kind of thought that maybe the Olympics would be kind of the hope of 2020 and, you know, the world would kind of band together to keep the Olympics on as something that was a real celebration. But, you know, coronavirus just got into a situation where it just wouldn't be possible. Many other countries around the world had to stop training before us, and then eventually when the AOC pulled Australia from the Olympics, then the Olympics were postponed, it kind of all set in that it would be next year. But I remember the moment clearly. I was, it was a Monday afternoon, I woke up from my nap and I was about to leave for training, and my phone had about 30 messages on it, and I just read them all and it didn't kind of sink in, and then it hit me that afternoon. But I'm definitely in a really good spot now. I feel like it was the best decision for all the athletes across the world. And we now all have another year to try and get even better, I guess.
Physically, I'm sure you were building up to peak at the perfect time for the Olympic Games. That now has to be adjusted. But as you touched on there, what about mentally? You prepare so long for a Games. You hit so many checkpoints along the way. All of a sudden, the goalposts are shifted. How did you deal with that psychologically?
It was pretty tough to start. Since I was 12 years old, I haven't had a break out of the pool longer than 2 weeks. And I was planning to, after the Olympics this year, have a huge break from the sport and really refresh not only physically but mentally. And I was, you know, putting everything in, knowing that this was, you know, we were right at the end of the road. So for that to be stopped and then having to kind of go through everything I went through this year again, you know, at first it was, you know, a bit upsetting. It kind of felt like all the work that I had done the past year had been put to waste. But now thinking about it, I've got all of that money in the bank, I guess, all that training that I've done. And although I was out of the water for the longest period of my life, I know that I've got a lot of time now to try and build up and get back to my peak condition.
2 minutes to 12 on local grandstand. You're listening to Ariane Titmus, a swim sensation who's had the Olympic rug pulled out from underneath her, sadly. Ariane, what's isolation look like for you? Have you had any access to a pool to continue your training? I know you just said you had a break, but even if you wanted to get in and run some laps, have you been able to get into a pool?
Well, not really. Like, for the past, I guess, it was 8 weeks, we didn't have access to a pool, so I was, you know, running, doing body weight circuits, cycling, doing as much as I can outside the pool. But then luckily up here in Queensland, restrictions were eased last week. So a small number of us can come into the pool to train and obviously go through all the regulations to make sure that, you know, everything's safe and we all stay healthy. So we've been able to get in last week and this week to train. Pretty tough, you know, after 2 months out of the pool, it's going to take a while to get all our fitness back and our feel for the water back. But I think as a swimmer, the toughest thing is there's not really anything that replicates swimming on land. So the feel for the water is the thing that I have lost the most. You know, I still tried to keep my fitness up as much as I could doing other exercise, but really trying to get that touch with the water back is something that's going to take a while.
Well, Ariane, I'm sure a lot of Tasmanians have the same sentiment as I do when I say I'm sure that feel will come back sooner rather than later and you'll be back dominating in the pool before we can say Olympic gold medal. We have to leave it there. Thanks so much for having a chat and best of luck going forward into 2021.
Thank you. No worries.
Ariane Titmus there, our swim sensation who's hoping for Olympic gold in 2021 rather than 2020 now with the postponement of the Olympic Games.